Vav Kuf Nun Aleph Nun Sif Gimel. Call Arbet Semes Halalu. All of these four Semes. All these four fasts, if they come out to be on Shabbos, we push them after Shabbos. Okay. Mcholli Erev Shabbos, which is the one which comes out in our calendar, Erev Shabbos is Sar Patavis. So then Karen Bashakis Umincho Bayakal. We do lay Bayakal by Mincho also. Okay, so now make things complicated. So they used to get married. The common practice was to get married in Europe on Erev Shabbos, like we mentioned before, because that would save them the cost of the costume. Suda would be the Friday night meal, which anyway make a little more elaborate, etc. So they make it a little more elaborate than they have it for the. So they used to get her. So in a case where they made the chuppah on the tainus on Erev Shabbos, it's not proper after the chuppah in a state of semi rejoicing to lay the parsha by Yechal. So you lay by Yechal, the mincha and by Yechal first, and then after the chuppah. In that situation, would they have to complete the fast or not? So the Mishnah Berurah says, all of these four tzimis fall out to be on Shabbos, so we push them off till after Shabbos. So Shabur points out, call up Davka, the Elam Ein Asur B'Tevis Chal B'Shabbos, because she calls the Simon Tavka Chav Ches Sif Beis. Asur B'Tevis never falls out on Shabbos, so therefore it's never relevant to discuss if Asur B'Tevis is pushed off till after Shabbos. Some Gedai can fall out on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av and Shabbos and Thomas go fall out on Shabbos. Asur B'Tevis will never fall out on Shabbos in our calendar.
Esther canceled.
We're not talking about Tanis Esther. We're talking about these four times. We're not talking about the Tanis Esther.
Four and some sort of Thursday.
Nitzkin Lacher Shabbos. Like kind of like you may produce a loy machtimina, because these are days which are commemorating elements of Peronis. We don't just bring the Peronis earlier, as it were. We leave the fish off till later. If they fall out on Erev Shabbos, what do they? So this is all Gamkin laughed after. The whole Arab and Sarm is Gamkin EF Shalokhu by Erev Shabbos. Of the four, only the Serbatavis can fall out on Erev Shabbos. You can't discuss if they fall out on Erev Shabbos, because they never fall out on Erev Shabbos. Only one of them falls out on Erev Shabbos. Okay. He laid him for Shach the Milch of Yechav. What did Darman Shach Sibra Anenu Ben Gav Roife? He says the Bracha of Anenu by Milch also. I will end Darman Vidu Yim when the Tfilas Apayim Milch the Fisher Arab Shabbos. However, the Tachanun and any extra things you would say for Mincha, which some people have, they would have Mincha to say Vidu, etc., you don't do it by Mincha. Amitam Zeh. And last is Bar Shabbos Yom Kippur Katan. In case of Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls out, we do Yom Kippur Katan, the Mincha before Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so you don't say Viduyim on Erev Shabbos by Mincha. So you don't say Yom Kippur Katan on Erev Shabbos. Kim Bayam Chamishi, Shilafanim, you say Yom Kippur Katan on the day before that. Because you don't say Slichus and Viduy by Erev Shabbos by Mincha.
The
Vidoy
you're talking about is the
Vidoy and the Mincha. No, this is not the Chassid yet. This is coming in the general Seder HaTfila.
Right.
So after you finish Shmoneh Esrei, some people, whenever they say Tachon, they say Vidoy. Uh-huh. So you don't say Tachon, you don't say Vidoy, and Erev Shabbos. Yom Kippur Katan, a good part of the main part of the nusach of Yom Kippur Katan is a very long vidui, so you wouldn't say it in Erev Shabbos. The case was the chuppah, so we daven mincha to say lein vayichal, and then you make the chuppah. But you can't drink the kosher bracha. It's a fast day. Unless it's a matinah lishtos, you give it to a child to drink. Okay. Beneath that, the case where the day of the tainus is not its actual day, but it's just the case of a nitzke. In that situation, so the effect of the chosin being in the state of simcha would allow him to be doyach the tainus. Yochal chosin lishus b'kosher bracha. He could drink from the kosher bracha. Then he once his yomtiv of his shevet brachos has taken effect, so we can continue eating and drinking. That's talking about even if it's a tainus of. So we have a tainus of the tzibur on the day of the tainus. A tainus of which is a nitzah. We have a tainus of personal tainus. So tainus which is nitzah, he may continue to. He may drink from the kosher bracha and then continue to eat or drink. And his personal tainus also, he'd be allowed to stop. He doesn't have to be mashal tainus. But the tainus tzibur, he cannot eat and drink on. So that's why by the minute we have the chosin kala fast on the day of the chuppah. The chuppah is done, they stop fasting that once the chuppah is done. Even though they're fast. Their fast ends by the chuppah. Vice versa, in the case you do the chuppah balayla, their fast ends by tzeis, even though they haven't done the chuppah yet. They still tell the chazan they shouldn't make a lechayim beforehand.
Sometimes they need to.
But sometimes I don't want them to, because maybe they're doing it under the influence. I want to make sure that's valid. If one of the four tenesim falls out during the Shiva Zemi Chuppah, which wouldn't be again by Tisha B'Av, right? So Yashim Tanis, so he has to complete the fast. But Yortzeit in the Tzarech Lisanus B'Sach Shiva Zemi Chuppah, Im Lasa B'Sulai Bachar Amon. But the Yortzeit, even a person fasts on the day of Yortzeit, he did the Gemara, you fast on the Yortzeit, not like many people doing nowadays. But then the Gemara you fast. But because during Shiva Zemi Mishnah, we cook on the Shema Brachas. So he would not fast. And that's referring either to a case of a person marrying a psula, or even if the woman's an almana, if he's a bachur and he's never been married before, it would also have the same thing. So one of the two is a newlywed, never been married, so that simcha would override the tainus of your tzeit.
If a bachur marries an almana, they have all seven brachas, right? They don't have that.
Correct. Okay. It's interesting. We're learning the halachas over here. Mishnechas of Mountain Simcha. Simon Tafkufnunal. I'm sorry. Siptal. Tafkufnun Siptal. The Shabbos coming with some Marcus Shechet Zibrat. So. Chutz b'Tisha B'Av, with some Kippur, with some Purim. Simonach, Akaf, Olav, Piyu. So that's Av, Kippur, and Purim. We don't make any of that announcement. Okay. Fine. Tough to the knowledge. Did a Shavuot Shachal Tishvav beat the years before? Mishnichos of Mamamatim Besimcha. So the Mishnah says in Tainus, once the month of Av comes, we're remayed b'simcha. Suppose the Mishnah says other marbim b'simcha. Okay. We'll see in the Mishabura that the phrase mematim b'simcha sounds like some simcha yes, which is limited. We'll see what the Mishabura has to say about that. The Jew has a court case against the goy. The shtamit minay, you should try and get out of it for the month of Av. The rea mazle, because the mazle of a Jew and in the month of Av is weakened. Hago. A meal from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Minig is at the Moel, the Baal HaBris is the Sandik, and the Via Ben all wear B'Dishabes. Avalav Hachi is Osir, otherwise a person does not wear B'Dishabes during these 9 days. And the Ramah Shita, which the Mishnah Berurah brings, that the Gra argues, Philip Shabbos Chazoin, even on Shabbos Chazoin, you don't wear B'day Shabbos. Emaklifim Lilbush B'day Shabbos. Kiemak Tzenis will Levan. You don't change all of your clothing. But rather, the Tzenis, which is the shirt, Mishnah Berurah is telling him it's like an undershirt, which is made for an undergarment to absorb the sweat, etc. So that you would change and cover Shabbos. Any undergarment, kitzur, is mutter. But the garments which are worn for covet, so you want to wear your Shabbos, like a shirt, pants, suits, whatever it is, where most says you don't. Shmuel brings the draw argues, and I mean it is like the draw. Person parochish of Shabbos. There are some shuls that every Shabbos they put up a different parochis than the weekdays. So you put up the parochis for Shabbos, but in lo she'era Tisha B'av the Shabbos with the exception of if Tisha B'av is actually on the 9th of Av is actually on Shabbos. So we'll fast after Shabbos, but today is the 9th of Shabbos. The boss is in person parochish of Shabbos. You don't put up the Shabbos in a parochis. Appreciation is doing the Shabbos Nachum. A person is getting married during the Shabbos of the weekday of the week of Nachum. After Tisha B'Av, before Shabbos Nachum. So Shabbos Chazon is his ufruf. He's allowed to, in honor of his upcoming marriage, wear his B'day Shabbos on that Shabbos. Shabbos goes on. I'm going to rub the roots of Lermer, Shane, Smith, and Cloud. So, Mamatin is loved after. It says, we basically remove Simcha totally. Moshe Kosta Toys is Parakam of the Megillah, as Toys has pointed out. The Shartzian and Sivkot and Aleph. Brings it to Machloikus Tosos. About 2 lines into the Shartzian Aleph. Achein Be'emes. So the Tosos in Megillah indicates Ein Semech Berklal. But if you look at the Shartzian, Achein Be'emes is about the second line in the Shartzian. Sivkot and Aleph. Be'emes Urak Lashita the Tosos Nishom. Oh, Tosos Perach Achorlin Staf Mem Gimel. You see, it's the Tolkum al Zeh. Shilu Dafilu Liktoi Sarchechupa. The simple Gamkin Shar Mershkodesh Ob. you may purchase things for the chasam. V'hod l'kar m'matzim m'masu m'matzim u'shimayit m'mash adar k'olinik b'shayomim. V'im k'en efshad u'udin l'nin m'mash adar k'olinik m'matzim b'simcha u'gam k'en k'en z'e. So Mishnah says l'oshad m'matzim m'masu m'matzim. And m'matzim b'simcha. Tosis Megillah says m'matzim m'masu m'matzim means zero. So we understand that m'matzim b'simcha also means zero. Because the Tosis Yavam is that m'matzim m'masu m'matzim means something. So the mamata b'simcha means something. That's what he suggests. So by the chassidim, so they learn out in the Magen Avraham. They say, you see, the simcha is so important that even during the 9 days, mamata b'simcha, but simcha daf mazak, nitzufil. You know, the Magen Avraham by the chayis wasn't a chassidim.
For sure not.
Okay.
Not too many chassidim spoke.
Okay, so if you have a court case with a goy, lishtabim minei Rosh Chodesh Elul. So really the whole month of Av is, even after Tisha B'Av, still has the elements of Reyusot for the Mazel. Because Tisha B'Av is in that month. But if you could push it off to Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's better. At least talk upon him until after Tisha B'Av. The one who holds the child, we call him a Sandik. The Sharatian points out that the Kvater is also called Balabris. Not like the Mishnah is going to say in a second. Abamach is Amotzi. Atinah Shakar and Kvater, and Emma Klaus there. But the person who brings the child takes the child out. He brings the child in and takes the child out. Which the Kvater, however, is not called the Balabris for this purpose. But then he says, But the Kvaterin, the woman who's the Kvater, does, because she has no other, there's nothing more for her to do. So that's her highest level of contribution participation in the Brit Mila Maisa. So she would wear Bidei Shabbos. But the man who would accept the child from her would not. Okay. Now, when he says you'll have to put up Bidei Shabbos, the same way on Shabbos, we're knowing that you put up Bidei Shabbos even though they're freshly laundered, as opposed to not wearing freshly laundered clothes during the week. But on Shabbos, you may wear freshly laundered. So, then over here, you may wear freshly laundered Bidei Shabbos. That goes, the hat of Bidei Shabbos includes the fact that they're laundered. Da'al Abiyah Ben Ve'imor, the father and the mother, wear Bidei Shabbos. Okay. Hey, Emach Lifa. On Shabbos, the Zohar, the Mirmoz says you don't change your clothes. Philo talis, you wear weekday talis, and then Gilua, with the Balbris, with a Gavna, I am a Shari Chuba. Regards to the person taking a shave, in honor of the Bris, he sends it to the Shari Chuba. I'm not sure where he's referring to the Sherry Shuva. Back over here. Oh, here it is. How is this? So the Shartu and the Ginnim is a cut in Gimel. So discusses whether Gimel is what brings along with Lucas over here. His argument seems to be that the Iker Isser is Shua Shechaba, that's the issue of the Gemara. We extend it back to Rosh Chodesh Av, even to Shiva Sabatamas. Says, for that which we extended back based on Minig, so the Bris Mila would override that. So that which you do, Iker Adin, the Din of the Gemara, so that he brings that, that's going to be also. Okay. King Senes Levad Vav. See, that'll change the undershirt. That's a shirt that a person wears just to absorb the sweat. You'll have to change your socks. That'll be true even on Tisha B'Av itself. On Rosh Chodesh, but in Shabbos. Bechilas Kaddish Vilna Daigam Apiyak Groa, little bush big day Shabbos. The Groa held not like this for more. And you would wear big day Shabbos on Shabbos Lazon. Okay. Yesh Mishanim Begad Echad. Some people, what they do is they wear one garment, not like the regular Shabbos. Can't cost of Rebbe Yaakov. Emnah Mishem Oviv Hagoyin Lachacham Tzvi. Shachlubish with the Shabbos. Shachlubish Shabbos. Shachal B'Tisha B'Av. Not only in Shabbos Chazon, but even the case where Tisha B'Av comes out to be on Shabbos and push off the fast till afterwards. But it's mamash the ninth of Av. You still wear B'Av Shabbos. Parochis wooden mappers and mixos. The mappa on the bima and the soles that you cover the standards and the tables, all those will be put out for Shabbos. We said the person has an oif roof, he wears the Shabbos. Test mutalubash. Vaf avia chosim akal lo loibshim begadayim shal Shabbos chobar chosim akal. So according to the din of the Ramah, they did not wear bidei Shabbos. Not like the Gra, the chosim would wear, and the father of the chosim and the father of the kala would wear begad elyon shal Shabbos. Only the begad elyon. So you know, they make it somewhat of a compromise. Bidei Shabbos, we come walking begadim chadashim asur. This had to apply to bidei Shabbos, but not new clothing. Shabbos, I don't feel a cult is a bit of Shabbos. Well, it'll be a cost and a hot to represent a little bit of Shumbagish of Shabbos. According to the minute of Ramah, that did not wear bidet Shabbos on Shabbos, but still differentiate between Shabbos and Chazoin when it's not Tisha B'Av, it's earlier in the week. Or Shabbos Chazon when it's Mamash Tisha B'Av. The ninth of Av is on Shabbos, and you push up the fast till after Shabbos. So we're going to let the cousin can wear bidei Shabbos on that Shabbos, but in that situation, the father of the cousin cannot. Okay. According to our minig, now I think the minig of the Gra has become pretty much an established minig, so this whole discussion becomes much less relevant. Okay. Base. Rosh Chodesh Adar Tishrei Memati Memasu Mata. So we limit business deals. or building something for simple purposes. Mr. Brewer is going to bring a discussion. Are we limiting business deals in general, or business deals in conjunction with Simcha, a Chuppah, something of that sort? How do we understand what this Masa Matna referring to? Or means in general, a person just, you know, it's not a time a person actually does what he has, needs to live on, but not to make more money. Binyan shel Simcha. So Mr. Brewer said Binyan shel Simcha is lav dafka simple. The example the shachrar gave. But any binyan which is just done for rafkas, for basically for enjoyment. Base chas is lebnoi. So they would build a place for their children to live after they get married. So he take care of that. There's the element of simple in that. A binyan shel tzir v'kiyur, or artistry in your binyan. So the goal over there is done. Enhancing what you have already, not that it's not that there's a real need, so that you shouldn't do it during this period of time. Tia shel simcha. So what's the tia shel simcha? Can't plant things for simple purposes. Kagoyin of Varnaki, Varnaki, Shomalachim, Shendoitim, Litzeli, Seven Mesil. They plant a type of a, not an orchard, place their plants a canopy of trees for shade. A mini hadas, a mini erlim, plant trees to put a nice fragrance. So those we don't do on during the 9 days. Now, if you curse, I'd not to leave home. If the wall is inclined towards falling, you're afraid that it's going to fall and create a loss. Even though there's no danger involved, but you're just afraid that, you know, once it falls, rebuilding it is a loss. And even though referring to a binyan shel simcha, af shehu shel simcha, mutar livnos. So you need to rebuild this wall or fix the wall before it falls, which makes it much easier to take care of it, do it when it's still standing, than after it falls. And if it's a binyan shel simcha, it was the base chasis livnoi, that's what they're doing during that time to save you from the loss. The Turk mitzvah called shori. The Turk mitzvah ready. So if this is necessary for the mitzvah, so it's mutter. He has no place to live. The chasid can't come here. He has no place to live. So build him a house. We don't do the suin during the shul shachal tishuv gives b'sarichos. Benos and sudas erisin. Not only we do not do the suin, we don't do sudas erisin. Do Erisim alone without a Suda to celebrate it as Mutter. The Suda is also period, even without a Suda. But Erisim is also only in conjunction with a Suda. The more says you're allowed to do Erisim because they're afraid possibly somebody will beat him to marry this woman. I don't mean beat him, he'll get there first. I guess it could be in a mall, so that's not what we're worried about. To actual Erisin is mutter even on Tisha B'Av itself. Once he's married the woman, so she's his. So he got his first dibs on the woman. Later on, he'll do Sudas Erisin and Sudan later on. I don't know how much she knows the notion of the time, but our minhag is not to marry women any time from Shiva to Thomas and Anna. The dinner of the Gemara is a week of Tisha B'Av. Yeah. So to Mr. Brewer. You know. Mematin Mamasu Matin. The issue of the person is serable the Hanush Lisa Mamasu Matin shall simple. This issue of Mamati Mamasu Matin refers to business deals which are related to the celebration. Liktus, Clay Kassav, Sarkha Kupa, Kagoima, person's either buying luxury items, or he's buying things which are for, the example game would that be Clay Kassav? Or Sarkha Kupa, he's making a chassis, he's going and buying things for that purpose. That's awesome. I was stop Master Martin in circle my cloud. So according to this first opinion, so regular business deals you're allowed to do. These business deals you should not do. So Lashon of Mamatin, Mamasu Matin means your overall transactions will be decreased. Because these type of transactions you will not do at all. And these you'll do regularly. As opposed to saying, in the ones that you do less of them. Right? Certain types you're not going to do at all. Certain types you're going to do regularly. And that's the result, final result is your Mamasu Matin. That's one opinion. In general, your mind, and each type of masumat is limited. Instead of being fully involved in it, you do it just the minimal amount that you need to be able to live on. Person has to be in any area of endeavor. He has to decrease his involvement in it. If there's a fair, case where they have the yearly fair, whatever, bi-yearly fair, where there was an opportunity to get items at a very discounted price, which that's the number of it. So before that, the idea of the Gabi Pragmatia, the potential for making money is called number of it. In regards to the Matia Pragmatia and Cholamoid, this is heading over here. There's become a understood minig, a widespread minig to leading it based on the fact that most people, everything that they're transacting is needed for Kenei Parnassos. So I'm not sure what he means. Let's say you have a person who is clearly not Kenei Parnassos. He did a $10 million deal a few weeks ago. I'm going to do another one this week. How am I supposed to live? I don't do my deal. Obviously, that's not true. So he said, "But the minute now, is he make it?" I.e., the minute was to. Rely on the first opinion that the Isser only was on Simcha things. The regular business dealing is not Simcha. So that's not us. Are we saying, going with the second opinion, that everything should be decreased? Kedei Parnassosu. Well, this is called Kedei Parnassosu. The Nachtamina is something which is that if the result of the minute was you rely on the first opinion, so I rely on the first opinion. So I can do this business deal also. If the point is that we're going with the second opinion, we're saying this is called Kedei Parnassosu. Over here it's not Kedei Parnassosu. So that's the Nachtamina. The other hand, in the case if you have a transaction which you think you might lose if you don't do it now, you probably have had the Dabra Ovid. If a Dabra Ovid had to, the same way he says the case when the fair was going on, so if I'm in the transaction, if I don't compete it now, it'll fall through and I'll lose the opportunity. So for business purposes, so that's the Dabra Ovid.
That overrides the fact you don't need to do it.
Right, so as we said before, the case of the Urid overrides, so this will also override.
I would say you can override.
good bags, but you have to who are then called Binyan Shane Sark Lloyd with the Rossoy. A Shoyes and Kane, a Rokabam, doesn't really need it, he just wants to expand. Also, so that's not going to be mutter. If Sakhar Nakhon cut him Rosh Chodesh a couple of us, if you hired a goy to take it over as a project, a couple of us. So now it's his job. Mutter Bako. I feel the tissue above, Atzma, they're not going to that, they're not saying of it. The goy is doing his own business. What did? He caught us in the Kabbalah's entire base. He hired the goy as a project, not as a day worker, as a project to paint the house. So now it's a project. He's a Kabbalah. So what's him in the Sarabin time? He's allowed to do that. So he correct it. The guy's not working for you anymore, he's working for his job. Working for his project. But if you can convince the fellow to wait a little bit by giving a little extra money, you should do so. You'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Basically, that's his mutter. How we get to the job. Building a shul is mutter. There's no reason to wait. Okay. If the wall was leaning, was inclined, not to leap up, feeling more binyan she'ain by yishishim sakana. So it is. There's no danger involved. For example, going to I'm in a case of a chutzah. Actually, this kind of chutzah really kind of shumar in the shul. You can block off the area to prevent anybody from getting near the wall. So there's no danger. Sheish lachers to have something on. But we are concerned that it'd be a loss of money. We're going. Shal yedain if he lost it, yishover achayim of his kalkulos. When it falls, there'll be damage to the materials. We'll have to replace the materials. So we're not doing it for life issues. We're doing it for financial considerations. Even so, the boss said it's mutter. So the mutter leave nice. You're allowed to do it. Even if it's a bit of simple. Because your goal is to save yourself from loss, not to celebrate the occasion. So that's not that. Preventing yourself from loss is not a steerer to the mood of the time. Building something which is part of a celebration gives you rejoicing. So your goal is celebrating. That's not time to celebrate. And he said the service everything is butter. Okay. What does it mean? Keep going. Shamlo Isha but a person has not doesn't have never been married, doesn't have children. He's getting married. But the problem is he's delaying the cost because the angler based cost is nowhere to live. So with the base cost is you want to build a base cost. I build a base cost is a simple. But the service it's butter. If he did not feel the suan mutter b'zeh, because the Gemara says in the case of Eilu Bonim, because then you're allowed to do the suan, you're allowed to do the suan mapish during that time. Mashay noigel misa ishbal. Why don't we do it during that time? I don't think the Lord sees the sound of the mills. It's not an auspicious moment for to start a marriage. Yeah, start a marriage on the 8th of all. Yeah. But a person who's never been married before, he's married in the Sarabin. So Mikra, then we should get married then, based on the Gemara. Okay, and Mutalas is based classes. So if I'm allowed to mamish marry, which clearly there's an element of celebration in that, because I'll monitor that. So the preparations to facilitate that, which are less of a celebration, should for sure be Mutal. Tailoring the clothing. That's a term of mitzvah because the person has not done peruvu yet. Avishikai peruvu, pay peruvu, also the whole. says Heter of Tzarech Mitzvah only applies if the mitzvah of Peruvu is still relevant. You can't marry Noshim during that time. They're not making any meals. The idea of the sun alone, the sun of Bavah, you can simply. However, the one exception would be in the case of a person divorces his wife and they've already been Nosui. So he's already consummated a relationship with her. Then he divorces her and wants to remarry her. That you can argue is mutter to so he can't marry normally during that time, but for this purpose to remarry his grusha was much less simple than that of the celebration type of a simple. Might be a deeper contentment or whatever it is, but remarrying, fixing up whatever the issue was. But a celebration there isn't. So that's not all. That could be mutter. How we are is, but the Erisin without the meal is mutter. Erisin was sooner like a sinful chokach. It doesn't have the element of sin. It's not, you're not rejoicing. He hasn't brought the wife to his home yet. So it doesn't generate the same type of joy. Kosher the mutter is kosher, but see, it's annoying. A person, they can write up, it's annoying. During the 9 days, Kochim Suda also lasted Apa and Zer Filibal Rikunda Bukhalas. To make a Sudas Tzivis Tanoyim, it's also a celebration that's going to be also during that time, even though you're not dancing. Filibal Shabbos also lasted Suda Bishol Zer. To make a Suda, which is expressing the celebration, even in Shabbos, you don't do that. They have some mazonos, whatever it is, some baked goods. And well, not in celebration of the tanoim. So that's not what we're talking. We're talking about a real meal. Dancing is awesome. Tomorrow, let's finish up. It's actually going to work. It's going to work. The air is in Gam Ken Yesh Simpson says, really, that's what called Kabbalah Petition Bog. Is that what the Buddha can do? Time should come in a while. There is some element of Simpson again in making air. So we would have argued it's not to do a Tisha Bog itself, but the argument of Shem Yechamin Awakar overrides that and makes it Buddha. It's like a number of it. Our minig is no language in noisim noshim. Out of filim ishul lekiyim peruvu. We don't marry from yid zayim and tamas ve'el. Say noshim al erisin and noisim lahakum. Our filim says erisin mutalas. But erisin, there's no minig against that. Even soon as erisin, there's no minig against that. Thinker, this is soon as erisin. The shul shakal yos tishuk nesoy. So, of course, we don't do erisin nowadays separately. If they would, that would be mutal.